Welcome back to Fun Town, everybody. What's up, lifers? We're combining both podcasts into an episode here. It's kind of weird. It's kind of different. So if you listen to this on For Life, just know this episode is also going on Fun Town. If you listen to this on Fun Town, this episode is also going on For Life. It's a wrap up thing. Marnie's not here, so I apologize for that. She couldn't be here because of work. But we're doing a closeout show. Basically, both these shows, and if you're fans of these shows, I'm so sorry, are coming to an end for the people that like the four of us that are here right now, which is Austin Real. Hello, Austin.
Hi.
And Jess Osman. What's up, Jess?
Hello.
And Jeff Oske.
I'm trying to get my furnace turned off. I'm going to mute again.
Okay.
I can't hear it. I think you're fine.
No, it just went off right as okay.
Nice.
I'm like, go in, turn off the furnace.
You know, are you parked right by it?
Oh, yeah. I podcast right next to the furnace. Nice. Only the finest digs for Jeff.
Love
just because you see a world map behind me, I hate to tell you, I'm out in my garage.
Is that a European thing to keep your furnace in your study, Jeff? Is that,
yes, it's very.
I know you live sort of an Austrian, sort of Alpish existence with sophistication. So,
well, the four of us are here, which is the cast of Fun Town. No Marnie, sorry for that. But basically, if you liked Fun Town, you liked the four of us, I think you're in a very strong possibility of us rebranding something here once the world heals a little bit after the first year and things let up and kids get back into school and everybody's life is easier. So look forward to that and keep your eyes and ears open.
I don't know how many parents we have that listen that have school-age children right now, but God love you. I don't know how you're doing it. I don't know how I'm doing it. But God love you.
The secret is, you can Jeff, do is this. That no one's doing it, really. No one's getting it done.
Dude, I get a message from my son's teacher the other day. It's like, that sent out to the whole thing, not just sent out, hey, if you know, a lot of kids are way behind, if you would like a list of what your child's behind on, just let me know. And I was like, oh, my kid's not one of those kids. Here, I'm going to ask for it just so I get this is what a cocky parent I am. I'm going to ask for it just so she goes, oh, no, your kid's good.
How deep?
Oh, how deep, my God. He? So deep. So deep. He is not going to be able to dig out my report card time. He is like 20 assignments behind.
Oh, boy.
I'm like, what? He's in there. Like, I go in, I randomly bust into his room like 20 times a day. Like, what are you working on? And he's not quick enough to, like I know the move to click to another screen. Trust me.
Right.
All of us men do.
Alt-tab.
We know how to click to another tab ASAP. He's not doing that. Like, I look at the screen. He's working on schoolwork. Like, how in the hell are you this far behind? Like, all you do is schoolwork all day. Like, he'll be in there till 6, 7 at night working on stuff. So either he's just zoning out and just not doing shit, just like, la, 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 or he's in way over his head or something. But yeah, I was like, oh yeah, I'll take a list of what my kid's missing. And she's like, here comes 3 pages. Watch out.
Will you please put a new ink cartridge in your printer before?
You're going to want to print this on both sides. Yeah.
But she's like, you know, if it makes you feel any better, all the kids are like this. I'm like, it doesn't. It doesn't make me feel any
Sounds
better.
Sounds like it's the teacher then. If all of her
Don't
kids have
get
issues.
Get me started on what a shithole school I stuck my kid in. If my kid turns out to be a loser, it's all my fault. I picked the wrong school. I started him off wrong. He's got off on the wrong foot. It's all me. I take all the blame.
I take back the comment about the teachers, because even as a teacher right now, I'd be losing my mind. So,
oh, dude.
It's no fun for them.
Okay. I have 3 kids in 3 different schools. The other two do Zoom calls. They do phys ed, like over Zoom calls. Like, they're doing jumping jacks and shit in the living room. My kid gets like 2 videos a day, and then everything else is just reading. Like, ooh. He doesn't Zoom with any of his teachers. Like,
really?
Oh, his school's horrible. It's the worst.
Man,
it's such a shit sandwich
right now because, I mean, they started school back up, which was awesome. It's like, we need school. We need school.
But then we were off for 4 months. They couldn't figure out a fucking Zoom call in 4 months. Like, they had plenty of time to have all this set up by the time school started again.
The other end of that, though, Jeff, is that if they were to shut it down right away and just tell everybody, hey, we're going to go to this Zoom call program next week, people would have shit their pants. Like, how many computers I got to buy now? You mean I got to spend money on this? I mean, it would have been, they're fucked either way.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's so a no stupid. Win.
And teachers were getting COVID like a fucking at a crazy rate.
And I will say this, like, he loves all of his teachers. I've never had a bad interaction with any of the teachers. I don't think it's the teachers. I think it's the overall philosophy of the school that I have a problem with. Well, all of his teachers I've gotten along with. I feel like they care. They give 100%. It's just his school just doesn't focus on what I
listen. It's hard enough. How old is he?
13. He's 13.
Okay. Oh, Jesus Christ. Right. At the age where, your brain doesn't even work when you get a boner and you got a boner like 75% of the day. It's hard enough to focus in person in a classroom. And now you expect a 13-year-old boy to focus through a computer screen? It's just not possible.
He's at home wasting all those erections. You can't even someone like, hey, he's mom. Not.
Jess, we don't waste them.
Oh, okay.
When you're that age, everyone is tended to. They're all taken care of.
I'm going to step out on this discussion.
We are disgusting little creatures. When I saw Lord of the Rings and I saw Gollum, it was like seeing my fucking spirit animal. I was like, oh my God, that's my whole existence. It's just me and my dick in a cave.
Wait, is your dick your precious?
Yeah, my precious. Yes.
Wait, I've never seen that movie. He jerks off a lot in that movie?
Gollum's got to be jerking off. It's implied. You see the guy?
I'm like, what kind of stuff are you showing our kids?
If you see the movie, Jeff, right away, this guy jerks off a lot.
He's Lord of the Cock Rings.
Lord of the Cock Rings. That's great. So I probably have too high of expectation for my own, what should be done right now, but
I honestly think they should have just gave, hey, just everybody, whatever your GPA was last year, that's what it is this year. Don't even worry about school. It's a waste of fucking time.
It's all for funding, though. They want to know. It's all for funding. It's all about attendance and standardized testing, which I didn't know. Did you know you can opt out of standardized testing?
No.
But as an individual? You get funding, right?
No, your parents can be like, yeah, my kid's not doing that.
Oh.
And they can't, it doesn't affect your grade at all. It's just for the school to get money. That's all they're doing this for, is to hit certain things so they can keep getting their money. But instead of the fucking GPA thing, why doesn't the state just say everyone will get the same amount of money next year?
Right.
Yeah.
Hang in there.
Yeah. Don't worry about it. We're not going to fuck over your funding because of a pandemic. Like, everything goes back the same for you as last year or something. Exactly. Yeah. I mean, I just feel like they're just going through the motions for no reason, and it's wrecking people's lives, like you as parents and them as teachers. It's wrecking everybody's lives. The kids hate it. They all hate it.
Jeff, can you tell me, because I've heard multiple people say, I don't want my kid going to school. I've heard multiple people say, I need to get my kid in school, but they all seem to agree that the juggling back and forth is what is a nightmare.
My son never went back. He stayed virtual this entire time.
Okay.
My youngest went back a month or two ago and went every day. Mm. The oldest went Monday and Tuesday, off Wednesday, Thursday, and then Thursday, Friday, virtual. And then the following week, it'd be all virtual because somebody would test, and then it went back to Monday and Tuesday. I think she's only been in actual school 5 days or six out of the entire time. All of them doing, and it's like all in the same city. It's like we couldn't even agree on, hey, let's all do the same shit. No.
Yeah, it's just different at each building.
Oh, yeah. My youngest lunch hours 1 to 2. One of their lunch hours is like 11 to 11:45, and then the other one is like 12:30 to 1. So you got to like make three different lunches. Like, it's so
wow.
funny. Like, luckily, like Maggie's at home. I just come home at the end and just like go hide in the garage. And, and she handles all of that. I can't imagine being like a single mother with like a third grader or second grader or no younger way. And no support system. And like, I'm super lucky. I know I'm bitching, but I'm not. Like, I realize how lucky I am compared to the majority of society right now.
Yeah, I don't even know what to tell people. I mean, I think I'm fortunate because I don't have kids or a teacher in my life, so I don't have to deal with it from either side. But it's just one more shitty thing to come of all of it, you know? So hopefully we got maybe two or three more months and everything starts to heal and we can lift this Band-Aid off.
Fuck hopefully. Yeah, man. Once we vaccine up or half of them vaccine up or... Like, I'm also the parent who my son didn't get vaccines till he was in fourth grade, like, and I still send him to school all the time. And they'd be like, he needs vaccines. I'd write on a note, my religious belief does not believe in vaccines. Signed, Jeff Oskey. And they'd be like, oh, okay, welcome to school. Like, that's all you got to do. It's just like the fucking, I fucking don't have to wear a mask. I'm fucking, oh, okay, cool. Difficult. That's all you got to do is say, I'm fucking fucked up. And they go, oh, okay, pass. Like, oh, my parents are hippies. Okay, you can come in without vaccines. Like, there's so much ways around all that bullshit.
Yeah, they can't fuck with religion. If you claim the religion defense.
Like, they can't even ask what religion you are that you don't believe in vaccines.
Right. Yeah,
like,
it's
they
true.
They just have to go, oh, okay. Yeah, just be sure to date it, and you're like, oh, okay,
I
sweet.
Wouldn't even know what to say if they asked.
I know.
Because then when you go, oh, yeah, no, that's pretty insulting. Like, you don't know which one doesn't do vaccines. Prove it.
I would, it now. See, I would get caught. I would try to lie. I'd be like, Seventh-day Adventist?
Yeah. I'm Mormon. Really? You pulled up in a... And
you're drinking
out.
A coffee, sir.
That's none of your business. Religious freedom. We can pack 300 people in a church and all get COVID. Religious freedom.
Did you see LA? They're locked down. They get the stay at home order.
It's really.
And the governor was like caught at a party or something on video at the same time.
Hilarious.
It was interesting. But I always thought it was interesting because and nothing. I love all my friends in L.A., but y'all are some hypocritical sons of bitches because you're the first ones on social media to be blasting the Midwesterners for being reckless. And then you guys had to be spanked and locked down because you were throwing too many stones through your glass house. So I just thought it was funny.
I'll tell you this. During the lockdown, I loved the traffic situation. Really,
it was incredible.
Traffic was never better in my entire life. Driving just the highways were a racetrack at 4 o'clock in the morning when
like
I was driving
Autobahn.
Into work. Oh, it was great. I seriously, if there was another car on the highway, it was a cop.
Yeah.
And there were times I would be doing like 80. And I could see this thing flying up on me, and I'm like, oh, I better slow down. Oh, no need to slow down, because he's doing 120 by vroom. Like, oh, okay, I guess 80's cool now.
Like, it was awesome. Cool. It was like, it was really like, it was the interstates here were like the Autobahn. Even the, like, the police sirens were changing sound. It was like, wah, 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 instead of the, it's like, this is weird.
Do you know how fast you're going back, sir?
I need to see your papers.
Quite fast.
Papers.
I like the lockdown because, like, you couldn't go to the gym because you weren't allowed. So yeah. You didn't have to pay a membership fee, which means I didn't have to pay for two gym memberships that I wasn't using really anyway. Mm. So it's like, oh, finally, I get a pass. And then they opened back up, and then Donnie signed up for another gym for us because it's right by the house. Like, here, we'll go together now and blah, blah, blah. And so there was 2 months I belonged to three gyms.
And bougie
I
as fuck.
Was continuing to get fat. Like, it was terrible. So when lockdown happened, it's like, oh, I can't spray tan because it's closed. Or I can't go to the gym. It's closed. dang, I guess I'm going to save money.
Were you spray tanning before?
Yeah.
You don't strike me as a spray tanner.
No.
I'm quite vain, Austin. Okay. I don't put much effort into myself, but if I can paint my body to look tanner, I will.
Nice.
Can you control, like, do you just, I just want a subtle, little bit of color.
You can do light, medium, or dark. Okay. And I don't have the people actually do it. That's like, those are rich people. I just go to Suntan City where you just go in and just.
Like a machine?
Yeah, mist shoe goes straight up and down. It's a science. They got it figured out. You don't turn orange anymore. Fabulous.
Nice.
Do you streak?
I don't streak. Only once it was raining out when I left, and I was like, I had nothing to cover up. Like, it happened while I was in there. And I'm like, I'm sure to be fine. But then the next morning I woke up, just like white streaks down my face from where the rain hit. And I was like, that sucks. So you put on a bunch of makeup, and it only covers, I mean, it doesn't really blend well. It's subtle.
So do you look streaky then for a few weeks or?
Maybe like 2 or 3 days.
Okay.
I mean, it'll last about a week, but
and it doesn't affect your hair at all if it gets in your hair or anything.
Not really. I mean, I put a net over, mm-hmm. and then you expose about an inch of your hairline, and if it gets in there, that's fine. You can't see it. You can't tell. You might smell like rotten frosted flakes for a while.
Yeah,
like the smell, but I like.
Now,
it,
just kinda. To get personal, like, do they spray your junk and everything, or do you wear like?
Well, they don't put a nozzle up your hoo ha, but you are naked, and it just. Yeah, it just goes straight down like on a wall, like a little hose going, shh, they can't, you can't hear me show you.
I bet my penis would be disgusting if you spray tanned it. I bet it would be a
nightmare. You could put a sock over, I'm sure, or bring in something to cover up your schmeckle if you didn't want it. But it gets each side, you know.
But what about the crack of your ass? Does it like get like?
The under cheeks, you know, like when you lay in a tanning bed, there's always that part you can't tan. Technically, you can get that if you just almost like you're doing a deadlift. So when they go to your back, you kind of push your butt out more.
Spread your butt cheeks apart. Get the back of your bag then too at that point, because I hate when the back of my bag's all pale when I'm fucking.
It's the worst.
But the front of your bag's gonna be all white.
Oh, golden bronze. Looks like it just came from a Greek vacation somewhere, and then the back of my bag is just a fucking troll living
now,
in the back of the gas.
If I'm getting sprayed with when I'm lucid, when I'm soft. If I get an erection, now will I have like stripes?
Ooh, you could.
Like tiger stripes? Because you know what I mean? Never thought about that.
I don't know how the.
Probably safe to just make sure you have an erection if you're getting spray tanned.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Official Funtown instructions. Be sure to get real hard at the spray tan joint.
But don't start before you approach the counter. Wait till you get to the room by yourself.
Listen, older guys, like they that. Might need to start from the walk to from the car. You know, you can just start prepping it. Unless you have Blue Chew.
Unless you have Blue Chew.
With Blue Chew, just pop a Blue Chew. You can walk right in.
Oh, my God. I dated a girl for a while who only would masturbate in the tanning booth.
Only.
That was her thing.
How tan was she?
Fucking fried.
Yeah.
Fried. Like baked to a, like, how do you not have skin cancer kind of bake?
She might now.
No, she would go 3 to 4 times a week.
Really?
Did she have a tan line from her arm on her stomach? Like laying, like.
No.
Because how would she.
I don't know. I was never there for it, but she told me that.
Unless she just brings in something with her and lays it on there, like a helper.
I don't know, but that was her thing, and that was the only time she would do it.
Can you just let him lay there? Can you let go of the helper, the toy? Will they have him to operate on the, like, remote control?
I'm sure. She's hardcore, it sounds like, so maybe she put a plug in that also just...
I don't know. I don't know how she did it. I didn't get details, but
I'm sure she found a way.
Because you don't want to tan
every time she
stomach.
Tanned, she would, she said.
If she kept moving her arm, though, as long as you keep it moving, it's not, you know, your arm's not casting a shadow in one spot too long.
I don't know. Yeah. I feel like you can be in a bed for 8 minutes, and that's going to do really well if you aren't used to tanning.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no way she's that good on herself that she's done in like 1 or 2.
I know someone who's that quick.
Really?
That's a woman, not me. I mean, me always, but a woman as well. Like, I know.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Like, it's amazing how quick. I'm like, oh, wait, you're already done? Oh, yeah. Yeah. Like, less than a minute can take care of business.
Wow.
I know. I'm super impressed. And it's not sexy at all. I watched it. It was the most boring, like, oh, wait, what are you doing? Oh, it's over? Okay. Like, that was...
Did it look like some journeyman tradesman coming in to do a low-level gig? Some master carpenter swapping out a doorknob real quick?
Well, it was kind of like flip face down. So, like, yeah. It was just like down and out and like, three motions and done.
Wow.
Yeah,
that's incredible. Impressive. Wow.
Yeah,
was she faking it?
I don't think. Were you just faking it? No, she said no.
Oh, shit. Oh, man. Oh, this makes me feel better. It's good for my mental health. You know what else is good for your mental health, guys? Talking to a licensed person that's got skills to help you handle your mental health.
Absolutely.
God damn. I was just looking for someone the other day. I'm not even lying.
Well, if you are looking for somebody, maybe you should try BetterHelp. It's better. HELP. Is there something interfering with your happiness or that's preventing you from achieving your goals? BetterHelp will assess your needs and match you with your own licensed professional therapist. Listen, we've all had a point in our life where we could use this, whether we acted on it or not. I've had several, and talking to somebody helps. And now with the COVID situation, everybody's looking to do this stuff, you know, over stream or through some other measure other than physical interaction. And I think this is a perfect time, if you think you're in that position, to try out BetterHelp. You can start communicating in under 48 hours. It's not a crisis line. It's not a self-help thing. It's professional counseling done securely online. There's a broad range of expertise available, which may not be locally available in your area anyway. So the service is available for clients worldwide. You can log into your account anytime and send a message to your counselor. You get timely and thoughtful responses. Plus, you can schedule weekly video or phone sessions so you won't ever have to sit in an uncomfortable waiting room as with traditional therapy. That's the worst part about therapy. I don't know if you've seen The Sopranos, but everything goes down in the therapist's waiting room. BetterHelp is committed to facilitating great therapeutic matches, so they make it easy and free to change counselors if needed. It's more affordable than traditional offline counseling, and financial aid is available. BetterHelp wants you to start living a happier life today. Visit their website and read their testimonials that are posted daily. Visit BetterHelp.com/forlife. Spell it out, F-O-U-R-L-I-F-E. That's BetterHelp for life. And join the over 1 million people who have taken charge of their mental health with the help of an experienced professional. In fact, so many people have been using BetterHelp that they are recruiting additional counselors in all 50 states. So if you're a person in that position, check into that as well, because they need you. Special offer for life and Funtown listeners, you get 10% off your first month at betterhelp.com/forlife. All right, I feel better already. That's something people could really use right now, given the state of the union in the world. Let me address something real quick.
2 hours out of a therapy session.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
I love it.
Well, let me address something real quick here. On Marnie's behalf, everybody, I got to let you know that it wasn't by design that she's not here. But everybody, please, I respect the fact you guys always have my back. But let's not be mean. Everything was on good terms with Marnie and I. So those of you who sent her shitty DMs when she posted the pic of her new boyfriend, cool it. I know about it. I'm fine with it. She deserves to be wherever and with whomever makes her happiest, as do we all. So I'm happy for her. You be happy for her.
Yeah.
This isn't about this final episode without her has nothing to do with that. Trust me. She's people still my friend. Mean. Yeah, they're being a little mean.
Well, usually your friends just try to fuck her. So you should be happy like this. They got their back, because most of the times it's like, hey, if you ever want to talk about Todd or need to, just get together and have a beer and get some stuff off your chest, I consider you a friend as well as Todd, so I would be happy to meet up with you.
That guy.
Try to fucking bang you behind my friend's back. So
I'm sure that happened a couple thousand times.
Oh, it's happened to me so many times, and I've dated a couple girls who I'm totally friends with when we broke up, and they're like, you know, I get a text, yo, so-and-so, it's been 12 hours, and I've gotten messages from so-and-so, 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 and it's always comics. It's always stand-up comedians.
Oh, yeah, it's comics.
Oh, that's in the city?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's so funny to me.
Most of them that did that to you, Jeff, were in the city, but then Dave Chappelle, different story. He was on it hard.
Yeah,
when you were almost like, no, you should do that, Dave.
No, the funny thing was, there was a national comic who I can't stand, mm-hmm. and I would like always make fun of. Well, when me and her finally broke up, she goes, "Hey, I hooked up with blank comic when he was in town over the weekend. How do you feel about that, motherfucker?" And I go, "Yeah, I don't give a shit." And she goes, "That's the comic you hate." And I go, "That's not the comic I hate. This is the comic I hate." And she had hate banged the wrong comic.
Oh, my God.
So there's a nationally touring comic who got to bang my ex like 2 days after we broke up because she thought I hated him and I didn't even know him. So the one I hated, she got confused and banged the wrong.
That's so funny.
Is the one you hated like someone that's like will sexually harass women?
Maybe
openly.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Mm. One of those.
Oh, don't get me wrong. Well, Jess, one, I hate so many people. Like there's hundreds of not hundreds, but there's a lot of comics I hate. Huh?
Jeff, you're just a fountain of hate.
Oh, like, I hate Pauly Shore. Oh, I hate him. The worst week of my life. I had a newborn child and he was just a cunt the whole fucking week.
Oh.
Hate that dude. And that's not even the one I'm talking about. Like, that's not who. but yeah, she hate banged this comic out of New York who's actually pretty funny. And I never watched his stuff until she banged him. And I was like, oh, well, he's funny. At least she banged a funny dude, not like a shitty comic. So
Pauly Shore was the first time I saw him. I was 18. It was very exciting. Loved him. And so my mom went with me to the show at Crackers. The second time he was in town, I was 19 or 20. And I went with my friend Liz. And I looked decent. And you get your photo with them. And I was like, oh, no, let's do kissy face, being all obnoxious. I don't know why, because why not? I wasn't even 21. And then he's like, oh, yeah. And then he gave me a hug and told me to come back later. And I was like, I'm too young for this. So I didn't. But it was nice to be asked.
Yeah, to be asked, at least.
I kind of forget about that.
You had a ticket to the show.
You could have went and got the weasel.
First off, again, 10-year-old Jessica would have, or maybe 9-year-old, very young. Too young of Jessica would have loved that, but not knowing what to do. Like, are we going to play games?
Fuck?
Not like that. I meant like, you'll hang out with Pauly Shore.
Weird.
No, I was a kid.
So I was a hypersexual child.
I meant like go and hang out and have fun, but not wanted the same way that Pauly Shore.
Are you a hypersexual child? Contact.
It's actually quite normal for children to be like that. I learned in my whatever class. I forget what it's called. It was in college. It's like a health class, sexual
perversion
development or something.
Pauly Shore. You kind of lost your V to the Shore Man.
Can you imagine? That's... What a story. Who was your first, Pauly Shore?
God, so like, oh, that's cool.
There's you some would girl be, out there saying that.
I mean, yeah, how many girls get to say that? Probably what, 4,000 or 5,000?
Can you blame him?
Although, have you guys ever seen the movie Pauly Shore is Dead?
Yes.
No.
I own it.
Fucking great. It's the best thing he's ever done. It's the funniest thing.
What's it about?
Like cameos from like 75 different, like it's got Snoop Dogg, Dr. Dre, like Rico Suave, Downtown Julie Brown. Like it's got all these one hit wonders basically all make this movie with him. And it's fucking hilarious.
That's cool.
He's starting to get a lot of respect in that regard. Like I just watched that Comedy Store documentary that Mike Binder made, which is really good, by the way. But yeah, I guess he's really kind of coming up in the world from a behind the scenes perspective. Like that. Yeah. So I don't know. We'll see. Mike Binder, though, that dude can make a documentary. That was really, really good. Have you not watched it yet?
No.
I haven't seen it yet. No.
It's so cool.
What's it on?
It's Showtime. So if you got Showtime,
then I will never see it.
I love those old photos they post, though. It's Mitzi Shore.
Yeah. There's a lot of footage and pictures of her.
Comedians coming up. I love it.
It's just this a bizarre world where all these super famous, the most famous of all the comedians coming up, you know, telling their, you know, sleeping in on the back steps of the store for their first 2 weeks in LA and all this. It's pretty incredible.
I would like that.
Yeah. A lot of, and it's all the good ones too. There's nobody on there that you're like, oh, fuck that guy or that girl. You know, it's all the good ones. Joe Rogan has a big part in it, which was cool. It was a good evolution of, you know, when it being big and then not being big and then it being big again and not being big and who all was responsible for that. So Joe Rogan gets most of the credit for the last reprisal of it. And because of his podcast and just talking about it all the time made it cool again, which was hard. I mean, I can't fathom how powerful his podcast is.
Oh,
like it's probably the most influential thing in the world right now. You know what I mean? Like, him talking about that, just telling stories about the store, brought it back to life. Yeah. Just having conversations.
Mm-hmm.
It's incredible.
My youngest watched Fear Factor, the first season, tonight for the first time. She goes, they had to eat like sheep eyeballs. I was like, oh.
Yeah.
I go, you ain't seen shit yet. Yeah. Wait till you see the shit.
When you see a bucket of goat dicks. Pickled goat dicks.
Yeah.
Go on, get your dick.
I'm out.
I didn't get that specific with my 11-year-old, but she'll see. She'll see soon enough.
I love that show so much.
It was one of my favorites. And I've watched like Joe be interviewed about it, and you know, I guess they finally stopped doing it. He stopped doing it because they were just getting too dangerous. Like they had to keep going bigger and bigger and bigger.
Yeah.
And he was afraid somebody was going to die.
Yeah.
And the producers are like, MMA. No, get up there. Stand on top of the helicopter blade. You'll be fine.
Yeah. Oh, man.
There was somebody, too. There was something they ate, and something went really bad with it. I can't remember. The person got violently ill or sued them or something.
Like an allergic reaction.
Yeah.
To scorpion meat. You know what
I
mean?
Who would know that you're allergic to giraffe dicks until you eat one? You don't know.
Yeah, you don't know that you can't swallow a hole.
If you didn't peel the giraffe dicks,
and it gets lodged. And...
Oh, shit.
Can you imagine? Like, that would be my luck. How'd he die? Choking on a giraffe dick. No, let me tell you the story. No, I don't need to hear the story. No, there's a really good story with it. No, I don't care how your grandma died anymore. There was this show called Fear Factor. Yeah, I don't care. Whatever.
He and his fiance won $10,000. It was awesome.
You're not going to believe how big a draft dick is. Yeah, I will. However big you say it is, I'll believe you.
Google how big a draft dick is. I can't wait. I'm going to guess.
How long do you think? I bet a draft penis is two and a half feet.
I'm going to go 32 inches.
What if I don't get a right answer? Because they're all going to lie about it.
Just pick one. Just pick one.
What are these all websites made by drafts?
Bravo.
Oh, my gosh.
Started measuring at his butthole. That doesn't count.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't want to click on that. Hold on. Oh, let's see.
You know, it's dawned on me so many times because, like, as a joke writer, as you, as Todd and Austin, a lot of times I'm writing jokes about news stories from throughout the day. I get sent news stories. I write one-liners. I send them back. But a lot of times, like, to make a joke work, you want to include specific information. So you have to Google different things so that you make sure you have the right terminology or the right spelling. And like, if I ever, like, if I'm somewhere and something blows up and they come to my house and take my computer, my Google search, like, I would rather them look at my, between my YouTube search and my Google search, I'd rather them, just see my Pornhub.
Are you ready?
It's less embarrassing.
I'm ready. No.
Wait, what were your guesses?
32 inches for me.
40 inches. Oh.
40?
40. 3.33 feet.
Wow.
About. Wow. So, you know, if one's, you know, lying, probably about 45.
That's a lot of dick.
I mean, because they're so tall?
In proportion, what's it look like? I don't know. Maybe it's not that impressive. You know?
There's a close-up picture. I don't want to.
What kind of hues are we seeing here? What kind of...
Is it spotted like the rest of them?
Yeah.
You know what? It doesn't look. Hold on. It doesn't look like 40 inches. Oh, it's attached to the. Wait.
Probably not all of it shows.
They're measuring from the butthole, aren't they?
Yeah.
I don't know. He's not hard. Or if it's just there.
We could all play that game. I think
he's just not hard, Jess. He's not turned on right now.
I don't. I'm going to get on a list somewhere.
He just got out of a creek.
Yeah, exactly.
Now there's no leaves on the trees behind him. It's cold out. Come on now. This is fall.
First off, I Googled it and said 40 inches. This could be somebody lying.
I just want to know who's measuring.
Like, yeah, listen, if you got no more time, if you got enough time in your hands to go on and lie about giraffe penises on Wikipedia, then
what are you gaining? I want to know what Illuminati plot relies on them being like, all right, everyone's got to think these dicks are 40 inches or this.
Are you looking at images?
Well, I clicked on something. Instead of heads mounted on a wall, like you would see like,
oh, no.
A head, there is a giant schmeckle looking thing mounted on a wall. I don't know how I got to this.
Somebody mounted a giraffe dick?
I don't know. I don't even know if it's a giraffe one, but the fact that
I'm
going to
get one and use it as a cane.
And it's talking about, well, then it brings up the average length of a blue whale penis is 8 feet to 10 feet.
That's fine. That makes sense.
8 feet to 10 feet, but the average diameter is only 12 inches.
See?
Only.
See, if I'm ever a shepherd and I need a longer staff, then I go with the whale penis.
With the whale penis.
Mm-hmm.
Dried whale penis.
I got to get off this site.
I could javelin with a whale's penis.
Yeah.
Sharpen in the end and stab your meal with it.
I could mount my porch roof with it. It's a pillar.
Speaking of that, have
you put little steps on the side?
We could have used that during Halloween and run candy down it to the kids.
You got to put on your telephone climbing boots. Like,
got to pull permits here.
Have any of you ever, let me preface this by saying I've been watching this YouTube like travel blogger. I'm ashamed to say it, but he has this thing where he visits all 195 countries and he does one day there where he just goes and sees what he can get for $10. Mm. And like, he'll go to like a market and buy like a bracelet and go like get some food or go take a camel ride or some shit. But they were eating in Pakistan, and one of the desserts was sheep testicles that had been like pickled, and everybody was eating like testicles. And it's like, have you guys ever eaten testicles before of anything?
I've eaten, they call them lamb fries. They were actually like sheep balls. And didn't know it, of course, till clean my plate. It was a little trick my aunts and cousins like to play on us who were less country than the rest of them. You'd go over and you'd eat something, and then they tell you later, oh, those are sheep balls. You're like, ah, perfect.
Really?
Yeah.
Were they good?
Yeah, they were delicious.
Were they deep fried?
Deep fried. I think you can deep fry anything and it's okay, you know? Like, and they were tough, I remember, but like flavorful. I don't know. They weren't big. So they look like, I would say, three times the size of a lima bean, like that size. And then
a chicken liver.
I was told that it was chicken. And of course I was like, it's almost like a liver consistency, but tougher. And I'm like, does it taste like chicken or whatever, but maybe, you know, my aunt's doing something different. And,
did these livers smell like balls to anybody?
Yeah, they're lamb fries. Have you guys eaten any type of ball or testicle?
Yeah. I had, they call them Rocky Mountain oysters. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure they're pig nuts. I had them. I remember this vividly because I didn't know what they were when I was eating them. And my brothers thought it was hilarious. I had them at a place called the Gas House in Beaver Creek, Colorado. And I will never forget it. I ate about three of them because they're pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Tastes like, they like smash them and fry them like little fritter things. So, it was like, honestly, it was very on par with a White Castle chicken ring type flavor.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
I'm into
that. Was there a dipping sauce?
I don't think there was. You could probably barbecue, honey mustard.
There was this weird ranch-like discharge every time I bit into it.
Oh, these are filled with ranch.
It's like the icing off of, the cinnamon rolls in the morning.
Oh, yeah.
The glaze.
God, that icing's are delicious. The best.
You know what? I'd eat them if they had that on it, though.
Yeah. I'd probably eat anything with that on it. That icing is just the – and it can be fresh, steaming, hot, like – or even when it dries and it's flaky. Either way, delicious.
One of my biggest pet peeves ever – I don't know if you guys have ever had Pillsbury toaster strudels before.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
But when you live with some savage fucking gluttonous piece of shit that always takes more than one icing packet per strudel.
Is that what you do, Jess, too?
I get hot. That is
who
just –
who would do that?
That's how I knew we weren't going to be able to handle COVID well. I knew it. I was telling people right now, we can't even do a fucking box of toaster strudels. There's no way we're all going to band together for this.
It's not
gonna
happen. Is you and your boo?
No, anybody. I've never lived with anybody. That'll break society if that ever becomes an important program.
They should just offer them. They should offer extra icing packets on the side that you can buy.
Like, they should.
Oh my God. Like, can you imagine?
The toaster strudel extension pack. And you're like, yes, please.
Can you imagine the eBay money to be made if you lifted a refrigerated truck just full of rolls of strudel icing packets? I would be.
I guarantee you can order them on Amazon. That would be amazing if you could. That or the Pillsbury, like we were talking about, cinnamon roll icing. Yeah. If you can get that separately,
that cup,
come the fuck on.
You can get clown vanilla icing 20 ounce. Wait, why is it called clown vanilla icing?
No, I don't trust that's, it.
Yeah,
oh, I'm not buying it's anything literally the packets. You can, I think.
Nice. Let's go. This is changing my life.
Am I getting had? No.
Oh, my God. Package of 198.
Yeah.
What? Is it the toaster strudel or the Pillsbury?
Does it say clown vanilla icing?
Yeah.
There we go. Dude, everybody.
Are you sure it's the same
stuff? Get on this train right now. Does it look like the package?
It's 2 ounce. Yes.
I'm going to order some.
Yeah, I'm going to order a crate.
It's $82.
What?
But you have almost 200 packets of individual packed icing. Also, you could just buy a canister of icing that Pillsbury offers too, which is good.
I don't think it's the same though.
It isn't, but it's that's like cake icing on your own. Which actually, maybe I'd put that on the toaster strudel.
It's got to be the ones they put on the cinnamon rolls.
Wait, Austin, you lived with someone who would take more than one icing.
Everyone I've ever lived with, I've had this betrayal done to me by the closest people in my life.
Wow.
Betrayal. Like your own wife. I guarantee you,
if we were to somehow go in together on a box of Pillsbury toaster strudels, Jeff, you would stab me in the back on it.
I would not. I have strudels in my freezer as we speak. I would never separate a strudel from its icing.
I guarantee if you go in there, they're off. They're off.
They may be, but not because of me.
You know what? I'm very fortunate. I date someone and I will put Donnie on a pedestal because he's got more patience than anyone I know and enough patience to put up with me, which also means one day he will officially snap and it will be very scary. But if I took all the icing packets and he went to get a toaster strudel, because he would have bought them for himself and I would have went in just craving sugar, taking them all, because that's what I do, he would just be like disappointed and probably not say anything. He might say something, but not really care.
He should get on BetterHelp right now and talk to somebody about it, because if he bottles this up for much longer,
he's not okay, Jess. He's not okay. I can tell you, he's not fine.
You know, one of these days we're going to be like, where's Jess? Huh? Donnie?
Tune in.
Got up for breakfast.
She went to the gym three different ones in one day, and I haven't seen her since.
Is it Rocky Mountain Oysters? Donnie Mountain Oysters, so he's fine.
Oh man,
you gargled the balls. Is that what you're saying, Jess?
We're just saving up all the icing for later. Yeah.
Okay, would you
ice those nuts, Donnie?
I'm against food in the bedroom, but would you put that strudel icing on a penis?
Oh my gosh, that icing in particular, when it dries and it cracks, could you imagine it getting stuck in your any hair whatsoever? That'd be awful.
If I was a girl or I was homosexual, I would only suck dicks with Pillsbury or toaster strudel icing on them, because I know I'm not going to like the taste of a dick. So I would have to spruce it up somehow, and that's probably the best way to do it, to be honest.
Boy, I tell you what, that girl would rue the day she ever found me. Todd, you come over thinking, well, I'll suck your dick if you got a strudel packet. Oh, yeah, I have 198 of them. Got 198 of these.
I hope you don't have a busy month planned.
Yeah.
I got a lot of icing and those strudels.
So yep, good. You're blowing a psychopath. That's right.
No idea what I'm talking about, but he can hear me.
That's I almost want to, if I ever make a movie, I want to put that scene in there. Okay, because there will be a murder in my movie if I make one, and that's the perfect catalyst. Just some dude getting up in the morning, getting his toaster strudel, kicking it out of the toaster, reaching for an icing packet. There's none. Goes into the drawer, brings out the meat cleaver, goes in the bedroom, fade to black.
What's the, is it Falling Down?
Yes. With,
yeah.
Yeah. Like Michael that's Douglas? The final snap. He gets home and goes for a toaster strudel and there's no icing. You motherfucker. Just go out and start blasting neighbors out of the front yard.
You understand there were six strudels and six packets in the morning, Gail, and we don't have that now. What happened? We have 5 and 4. What did you do? He is like a scary robot man in that. It's kind of weird. Like he's very believable as like an accountant.
It's a great movie.
Snapped, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it has, of course, the man, Robert Duvall, in it, who also makes any movie better. He plays the cop.
I saw him one time in public.
What?
I was downtown Indy, and cab door opened. Fucking Robert Duvall like gets out and is walking into fucking St. Elmo's.
Oh my God,
Robert Duvall. He's like, hey.
Jesus. Nice.
Walked in. I'm like, oh my God.
He's one of my top five.
That guy from that
meets.
One movie.
Yeah. Lonesome Dove. You start yelling out.
Godfather.
Lonesome Dove. Godfather.
Yeah. I drew the biggest blank. I couldn't think of one thing he was in. I just was like, he's in all those movies.
Colors. Colors.
Apocalypse.
Oh, God.
Now.
I would yell all of them.
I loved Colors.
Oh, so good.
Back in the day, that was my jam.
It was so good.
I took a piss next to the guy that played the killer in No Country for Old Men at an Apple store.
The French guy?
He's Spanish. Javier Bardem?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He's not French? That's not Penelope Cruz's boo.
Yeah, it is.
Is it? Okay.
Yeah, she was there too.
Pete holding bathroom? It for him?
Wow.
I would have. Get out of here. Hang on, stay right here. Let me go get my icing packets. I'll be right back.
Up close, famous people, like not work related, just out in the public meeting. mine are pretty limited. Jim Harbaugh and Gomer Pyle.
Ooh.
I think not work related, not, you know, outside of comedy and bullshit. But yeah, Gomer Pyle tried to pick me up and talk me into going to his suite at the Indianapolis 500.
Jim Neighbors.
Oh, I was working at the time. I was like, "Yep, I'm guarding the chief of naval operations today, Mr. Neighbors.
I can't be blowing you.
Can't be blowing you in your suite. Sorry, I'm a big fan. Love the Andy Griffith Show. I was a former Marine myself, but
go away."
He is from Sylacauga, Alabama, actually born and raised, which is where we're filming my documentary.
Wow.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, his childhood home is there.
And I watched the trailer to that today. It looks great.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, we're pretty happy with it, how it's coming together. Just had a new development. Can't wait to go back to look into that.
Nice.
Yeah, it's one of those things, like, you've never been working on something, you're like, oh, this fucking thing's done. Somebody just slammed a big fucking door in our face, and now the whole thing's done. And then all of a sudden, 2 days later, something, you're like, this is better than ever. Like, that's happened probably 20 times during this thing.
So. Nice.
Wait, people slam the door in your face, but they don't want to participate? Or once they say they will, they back out?
I don't want to spoil anything because everything is going in there, whether or not it works out or not, it's going in there. But yeah, a lot of unexpected obstacles during this thing.
Is it kind of like you lead to a point where you need like one person to confirm and share their involvement or experience, and you just can't get that?
Yeah, maybe a little bit suspicion on to our motives, maybe.
And murder.
It's a little teaser. So some people getting cold feet. But it's all part of the ride, the way I look at it.
That's very cool.
Yeah, it's going to be, I think it's going to be cool. I Jess, I have a question for you.
Okay.
So in a relationship, right? I just got out of one, which is my forte, getting out of relationships. Getting into them and then getting out of them. Like, keeping the middle part seems to be my weakness, right? I'm really good at getting into relationships and ending them. So I saw three of this. You're all three in successful relationships. And this will be for the For Life part of the show. What, like, is the key to success, would you say, for keeping a happy home? And you have no kids. It's just
that's
you
probably
and the
a
Don.
Big helper. That's an edge on my side that we don't have kids, I think, because that would probably contribute to more fighting, because there's more agreements that have to happen on, you know, what's going to happen. Like, oh God, especially during COVID. Blech.
I think if you're a two packet strudel icing person, you got to make sure that you have a person who doesn't mind that. Right. Like, it's
yes.
And you seem to have found that.
Yeah. Like, if I'm really, I'm so messy. I'm also kind of OCD about my mess. Like, don't move one thing of mine, Donnie. How dare you? But then if he leaves a bunch out, I'm like, why can't you throw your trash away? But if I have a bedroom full of a bunch of random crap I refuse to go to because it's too emotionally hard for me.
Right.
Or whatever BS, he's okay with that. And he's supportive and he always offers his help. So it's aww. Like, I know, right?
Nice.
So, guys, don't be afraid to be sensitive. Not that he's a little bitch, but he's caring. He actually cares.
And the Don is the nicest dude in the world, by the way.
He is.
Hanging out with him, you're like, this guy is fucking awesome.
And he, I don't know. Really
I bet
just
he
talking.
Hates being him.
He probably does.
Like, he's too nice, like, to the point where... We've all had those friends where, like, you're like, do they hate me? Like, I think all they do is just listen to my bullshit and laugh. And I don't think I ever listen to their bullshit at all. Like, you know, it's a totally one-sided relationship because they're just too nice to, like, butt in or, like, you know, interrupt you. And, like, he seems to, like, be like that to me. Like, he's far too nice to be like, dude, shut up. Like, right. I can't, not to you, but to like me when I'm like talking his ear off about something, or somebody at a party. Like, he just seems like way too nice and accommodating.
He's actually genuine and really cares. And he's we'll have a conversation with someone once. And then when he sees them again, he'll probably ask about something they brought up. I have anxiety. And if I brought up something that like, Austin, first time I met you, maybe you told me one little thing and I just remember that and I'd bring it up years, I don't know, bring it up later. And you'd be like, cool, why did you remember that, freak? That's what I think. So I'm constantly overthinking like, well, I don't want to be a weirdo to people. So my own friends or people that know me probably think I'm stuck up where he's like, why would they think that? I'm like, well, I don't want to be in their business or be weird about, I don't know. Yeah.
It's so, cool that your girlfriend only remembered the fact that I got a DUI 7 years ago.
I'm awkward at parties. I'm sorry. It's just the first thing that came to my mind. I had the car keys, but no. Talking. Maybe not cheating on your partner. I think that's a big one.
Yeah, I think that's
talking,
usually
that helps. That's it. Talking, not cheating.
Nice.
And find a Donnie.
Yeah, find a Donnie. Everybody needs a Don. Austin, what would you say makes you an ideal husband? What makes you like not an ideal husband?
It's the exact same thing. It's a double-edged sword.
Oh, what makes you great makes you
us
bad?
Reels are very good at just sort of quietly sitting down in the middle of a shit storm and not making too much noise, but we slowly hate. We slowly let the hate grow inside while doing that. So it's hugely beneficial to the group that we just mind our shit and just let everybody be crazy around us. And then, but long term, it's not good. Long term, it's bad news. So I would say that when my wife wants to run the gamut on all kinds of thoughts and emotions in a moment, like I'm able to just be like, okay. All right. But unfortunately, later when it's time to argue about it, I'm just a laundry list of offenses that I have cataloged up here because I was just absorbing. And it's bad. I mean, after a while, then you start to lose your temper.
Uh-huh.
I mean, not like temper, but you lose your like that ability just to sit there and let that happen over and over again.
That empathy
gets so that I mean that's not really a good long term plan. Talking is huge. Talking and I am somebody that very much likes to get to the root of what is going on. Like that's a big part of what I have to do all day. I have to like figure out problems, issues, like what is the thing we're actually trying to do? Let's make a plan for that. So when I start having conversations with my wife and she's mad at me and she's not really talking about what's going on, I try to drive it to like what's going on.
I totally would agree with you because yeah. I've been with you several times during an issue or whatever, or even somebody just, you know, not having a good time or some kind of drama around like the comedy club or something. And Austin would be the one. No, wait a minute. Back it up. Back. Now do what again? No. Why would you say that? Yeah. Well, that's not important, Austin. No. I think it's very important. Let's explore why you said that. Yeah, that's so you.
But huge part of that is they have to agree with you.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's always the catch is if they agree. Sometimes they don't believe in our existence as much as they do the one that they're feeling.
And sometimes women don't want their problem solved. They just want to be heard. Mm-hmm. But ooh. You can only be a punching bag for so long, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry no, about I that. Mean, but that's the thing, too, is this is what I'm going to tell everybody out there is have an equal relationship. It doesn't have to be you both get the same thing back from each other. Just have something equal. So if you have Jess, who is just tempting fate with this relationship with her fucking strudel packet business, Donnie should have something that he gets to, I don't know. Be a bad boy with himself, I guess. Go bad boy Donnie on this.
Like, he spends evenings sometimes just playing Call of Duty. See? And I'm like, good for you, buddy. Do whatever you want. And he's like, oh, I got to get that gold crossbow tonight. I'm like, I'll come watch you get those final 10 kills.
Yeah.
Because I love you.
Yeah.
Wow.
You come in with the most, just the drenched strudel.
I'm eating that while I watch, and I'm just like,
yeah,
compromise.
Like, but I mean, that's what you got to have somebody who's willing to compromise. A lot of people, I think, that's where relationships go bad is that you guys can't make a compromise. And compromises never feel good. I don't care what anyone says. They never feel good. That's a good compromise.
Agree. Oscar, what makes you strong? What makes you weak as a partner?
Oh, I'm fucking horrible. Like, I feel like
you and I are probably a lot alike.
Like, I care. For that. You'll never meet somebody who, like, if I'm in a relationship with you, like, I care about you, like, more than anything else in the world. Like, I'll jeopardize shit I shouldn't to put you first most of the time. And, which is also a downfall, has been a downfall in past relationships, because people come to expect that. Like, it's like, well, no, just because you're having a bad day, I still got to go to fucking work. Yeah. I understand you're going through some shit right now, but these bills still got to get paid, and you're I gotta leave. I know you are mad at me right now, but I gotta be on stage in fucking 45 minutes. And I'm a huge fucking asshole. I know. Okay. Well, I gotta go be funny. So thanks for yelling at me for the last hour and a half. Go ahead and just call me. You can continue to scream at me over the phone in the car on the way to my comedy gig. So I can be funny. That'll help me be funnier and do 45 minutes of great stand up and put me in a positive mood. Oh yeah. No. Call me in the green room too. Text me. Tell me what a piece of shit I am. I love that stuff. That is not my current girlfriend, by the way.
Yeah, I know.
But then I talk like that when I get into it with someone, even my own girlfriend. And so I come off like a huge asshole, and I'm just kind of a cynical dick at times. If I don't know. The pandemic's been crazy. I've spent more time with my current girlfriend than we've ever together. And really about like one day a month, it's like, hey, I'm going to go play Rocket League for 3 hours and you can watch your colonial show
erotica
out in the garage. And but for the most part, like, we hang out a lot, like, and it goes well. Like, she'll watch my I love watching stupid YouTube videos, and she'll sit there for 2 hours and watch them with me, and then we'll watch Outlander for 2 hours. And you know, it's that balance of, you know, she doesn't want to watch the YouTube videos and I don't want to watch Outlander. So we're both going to suffer for 4 hours. Like, that's the way a good relationship works.
It's perfect.
Yeah. It's perfect. Absolutely.
I don't know, man. It's I'm 40, 47, 48. Like, I don't know. Talk, you know, that's the thing. Ugh. Man, I have two ex-wives. I'm with Maggie, my current. We've been together six or 7 years. We have like a family structure. We live together. I'm not good at relationships. Like, I'm a weirdo. Like, the fact she's a weirdo too, and our weirdoness works together.
That's great. I'm also
find a weirdo like you.
I'm also two divorces in, two engagements down now. I think. And I was telling this to Sean Latham, but I think, like, in a lot of ways, I say I'm good at getting into relationships and I'm very good at them ending, because I think I am like a monkey. Like, when you see a monkey, you're like, oh, that'd be fun to live with a monkey. You know what I mean? And then after a while, it's like, no, he's a fucking monkey. Get him out. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like I am a lot like that.
Oh, look, somebody put a little tux on Todd.
Yeah. Yeah. I can't ever deny who I am in my core, right? I'm just an animal, and I go back to what an animal does. And that being, like, nothing bad. It's just, you know, I am very obsessive, compulsive about work and that shit, like, to a painful degree. So once I get into it, you know, I'm probably real lovey-dovey at first and good at attention, giving attention at first. And then it's like, no, no, got to go to work. And then it just comes more so and more so, you know what I mean? Yeah. To where I'm not paying a lot of attention to whoever else is in the house. So that's probably, I would say, my worst thing. So that's something I got to work on for the next round.
What do you think it is about the monkey that they like at
first?
I think
the monkey seems fun. You know, he puts on a good show. I mean, you know, when you're at the zoo and you walk by, he's like making funny faces and stuff. You're like, ah, I like to live with that guy. And then, yeah. And then he starts, you know, after a while, he starts throwing his shit on the walls and
yeah,
biting okay. people.
First of all, yeah, you got to stop throwing shit.
Like, that's not good.
That's a fucking deal breaker. I think like a lot of people who are stand-ups, like there's a lot of passion with people like us. And like, Todd, you're just like a super likable guy, which is probably why you were so good at being a undercover cop. because you can meet somebody and they like you immediately.
Yeah.
Like, I knew you were a cop and I liked you immediately. Right. And like, I like you were always my mortal enemy in my head up until, and so I can only imagine, I see the way, like, look, he naturally smiles. I walk around like I'm shitty all the time. Todd naturally yeah. smiles, which ladies love. Love and I know smiles. Ladies love Todd, and I know you won't have any trouble finding another suitable lady when you're ready.
I got to find, don't you think, I got to really pay attention, I think, next time. Like, make sure this person's like me. You know what I mean? Or can,
yeah.
And not just be like, oh, no, I can become what that person needs. You know right. what I mean?
At
like,
this moment.
Obviously, it's not going to happen. Okay. I'm a monkey. I can't be
this is
a giraffe a... with a giant penis. This... I'm a monkey.
This is not
Todd's
a bit.
3 feet at best.
When I was single last time, when I would go out and like I did some online dating and just dating random. And first day, I'd be like, I fucking OCD. I fucking have horrible fucking credit. I have two fucking ex-wives. I have a kid that will always come first over you. Always. Like, I don't give a shit. Like, if he's sick, I'm canceling on your ass. If that's a problem, then you probably don't want to date me. Like, I'm an all cash person. I'm trying to be a stand-up comedian. It's a stupid idea, but it's what I'm fucking doing right now. So if you got a problem with it, we probably shouldn't date.
Yeah.
Like, and I would just lay out like, fucking my baby mama's fucking psycho. We fight all the fucking time. If you have a problem with that, we probably shouldn't fucking date. Like, I'm really into work. If you're gonna not have your own shit, we probably shouldn't date. Like,
yeah.
And just lay it the fuck out to the point. And a lot of times they'd be like, yeah, I wouldn't be cool with that. I'm like, cool, great, we can be friends, we just probably shouldn't date.
Yeah.
Like, and there's nothing wrong with that, but hey, here's every horrible thing. There's no way you can come back a year from now and be like, well, I didn't know you didn't fucking graduate college. Bitch, I told you day one I was fucking stupid. Like, you fucking knew it. You knew what you were getting when you picked me. You can't be mad at what you got now because I didn't give you any false pretense in the least. I undersold myself by 100% and you still chose to fuck me, so don't get mad now.
Which you should break up with someone just because they don't have a piece of paper.
This is the
you read the terms and conditions
ever.
Yeah, yeah. You initialed at the end.
Yeah,
you read these terms and conditions.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's a good idea though. Lay out the terms and conditions just like they do on a fucking, you know, anything you sign up for and buy or subscribe to.
I have a question, I guess.
Because you're subscribing. You're subscribing to another person.
Right.
It's the same thing as subscribing to an app or whatever.
I have a question for Todd and Jeff. Have you ever had a partner accuse you because of doing comedy? We're very mouthy and can be quick-witted with people. Mm-hmm. You ever had somebody accuse you that you're not fair to argue with?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, because you're a smart ass.
Oh, yeah.
I've also been told that without being a comedian.
No, yeah. No,
well, sure you're very funny and witty. So, well, no. Yeah.
I know it all. I know
when you're a fast on your feet person and you're witty, yeah, you're a pain in the ass to argue with. And then okay, I'm not as fucking funny as you are, yeah, but you're still a fucking asshole.
You you got an answer for everything. Yeah. Don't
Jess, I phrase it like that because my wife always attributes to me being like desensitized from comedians.
Mm-hmm. Oh, totally.
But yeah, I can see anyone who's just a smartass having this issue for sure.
I have more trouble with my kids not being an asshole to them when they're a smartass to me. Oh. Like, they'll just set themselves up so well, and you just want to be like, okay, you're fucking 12. I probably shouldn't put you in your place right now. But God, I wish I could. If you were a grown adult, here's what I would say right now, and you would be in tears.
You should write it down in a book, and then when they graduate high school, be like, you're welcome.
Oh, that's all great.
The comebacks. Here's a burn book. Yeah. Here are all the flaws about you that your mother and I never talked about.
You know, one day you can use it on your children.
Yeah. You should go cry in your dorm with this. Knock them down to shit.
And all those erections were annoying that you had at home.
Yeah. Here's a calendar marked with every time your mother and I knew you were jerking off in your room.
Dude, stop. But
sorry. I always wondered, I asked Donnie that. I'm like, did you just like all the time walk around and have a boner? Did you like, because I want to know.
Non-stop. Like,
youthful boy goes through, because I know what girls go through, you know, making out with their arms on the school bus in elementary school because we're practicing kissing, which is way too young. So silly. And they were like showing, like, I gave myself a hickey, that kind of stupid stuff. So I can only imagine.
Guys need to do more of that. We go into every first sexual situation completely unprepared. Completely unprepared.
Yeah, I would agree. My first sexual experience fucking ruined my letter jacket. Like, fucking
ruined it.
You know, you get, you know, in the old school days, you give the girl your letter jacket, and you know, she's, and then we were in the car, and first time all over my letter jacket before I could even get the things done.
Getting like the felt or whatever it is.
Oh yeah, just ruined it. She walked off.
Just your own jacket?
Yeah.
I bet you could have got it off that cool leather sleeve, but it's on the felt.
No, it was all low. It was part on my fucking baseball letter, and then part on the
toothpick in there.
Yeah. I'm like, just throw it away. I didn't even want it.
Dude, I am sure back in the day, I violently wrecked some girls' vaginas trying to finger bang them. Like, having no idea how to do it proper or how to be gentle and just dry banging them. Just fucking it. Had to
have been no idea.
Horrible for her. Like, we're friends on Facebook. And I've almost messaged her, like, hey, I'm so sorry. I didn't know what I was doing. Like, I had to have like caused you discomfort, and you hung in there like a champion, and I appreciate it. But God, I'm sorry to what I did to your vagina, because you should have had a better first experience than me. God, I feel horrible for
it. I didn't know what to do once it was in there. I just thought I was supposed to leave it there. Sorry. Didn't know you're supposed to do stuff with it.
I didn't know you were supposed to get warmed up before you just went jamming your hands places and stuff. Like, I was just like, oh, man, vagina. That's where I want it.
Just patting the vagina. Okay.
Hello, friend. Oh, my God. At the drive-in theater in the back of my mom's station wagon, just being uncomfortable to her at all.
Oh, God.
It was horrible.
Good for you.
No. God, there she is, just realizing that we ain't leaving till this movie's over. Go get me a cup of ice, Jeff. I think we take a break during the second act.
This has been fun, guys. Thanks so much for doing this. Again, for those of you that love the four of us together, look for something soon. We'll work it out, but we are going to have to take a couple month hiatus, let the world heal, and then come back at it. In the meantime, for life, we'll be done. I mean, you know, it's just like people move on. We're all everybody's adults. Please don't be mean to Marnie. She loved all you guys. She's awesome.
Marnie is nice. Yeah,
she's a beautiful person.
Yeah. A handful of times. Hey, actually, and she's always pleasant.
I'm sorry I sent her those shitty DMs. I was just really drunk, and you're my friend, and I shouldn't have done that. I'm sorry.
No problem, Jeff. She'll forgive you. Of all people, she'll forgive you. And then, yeah, so keep your eyes and ears open for what's coming around the bend. Everybody, I'm sorry that your kids are going through what they're going through for e-learning. You know, it's not their fault. They have boners constantly. They just can't learn on computers. God. That's how it is. That's an adult
thing.
You know
what? It didn't even dawn on me, the boners. And now you've ruined my son for me. Thank you.
He's a lot faster at switching tabs than you give him credit for. Like, every parent thinks they have a one-up, but every kid learns technology a little bit faster. He's probably slow playing it on
the switch to a nicer website when he's got a horrific one.
He constantly has it in queue in the bar with his cursor hovering over it.
No, yep. I like look up. I feel like I'm not, you know what? So stupid.
It's not on a tab. It's a totally different window that's just not pulled up.
There you go.
Womp womp.
Don't want to ruin. if you're a parent at home, she just clued you in.
So check that when I walk in?
You kick in the door and drag them away from the computer.
What are you working on? And then immediately go over and then click on, like, whether it's Chrome or whatever at the bottom. Just hover the mouse over it to see if there's more than one window open.
Okay.
Because when you open a new tab, you can pull it out so it's its own window, but if you just hover the mouse over it, it'll show you every window that's open.
Oh, man.
If it's Chrome, I don't know. I'm sure if he's using Bing or Internet Explorer, I don't know how that works.
How has, like, Pornhub or somebody not just started doing teaching content done by porn stars so we can get teenage boys through this crisis? Like,
That's a great idea.
Like, because some of these porn stars took calculus and stuff. Like, get them just up there, and as you keep passing tests, you get to see a more naked version. This would work.
First of all, Austin, I'm going to challenge your logic there. I don't know that there's a slew of porn stars that were really good at calculus. I don't know.
Six.
I mean, I guess if they started taking off their clothes, if they get an answer right, a la Billy Madison, but that would also make them semi pedophiles.
That's true.
Hey, thanks for ruining the fun there, Jess.
Maybe, I'm sorry. Maybe. I'm not the one walking around with a boner all the time. Your boy kid is. It's his fault.
Maybe they
get
can
him when
do
you're 18.
It like anime style. Then technically it's not illegal. You know, and they can watch an avatar get naked.
My son loves anime. And I was like, hey, let's watch some of this anime. I'm like, messaging his mom, have you watched this fucking anime? <He's watching. laughs>
This woman's naked on a dragon. I don't know if you know that or not.
Exactly.
Well, thanks so much for hanging in with us, everybody, on the ride on both podcasts, For Life Podcast and Fun Town. As the four of us, we'll be back. So look for that. I'm not lying. Other than that, we will talk to you guys all very soon. Keep following Jess and Jeff Oske on the Bob and Tom Show. They're there every day. And Austin Real, follow his comedy career through social media and Evening with the Authors. He always has cool stuff going on. And you can find me wherever. ToddComedy.com. Am I missing anything? And
we love
to Marnie.
I appreciate you guys listening.
Yes. And I had a blast doing this podcast with you, Marnie. If you're listening, if you're sneaking in here like, what the fuck? Then don't be like, what the fuck? Just know I had a blast. You were very good at podcasting for somebody who'd never done it before. So you should be proud. And it was a pleasure working with you and with you three guys. Pleasure working with you. So let's keep doing it because you guys are so funny and talented. I love you.